Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by CaveCoRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Scott, the other half of the team of Maria and Scott. Maria's not here. You can tell because she always brings in the show and she's really coordinated and does a really wonderful job of it. She alliterates. What is it? Your value, voice for value wellness or something. And anyway, this is Let's Talk About It. We're on KUVO 88.7 FM. Phone number is 337-8874. Got another hour packed adventure of wellness for you. Talking about local programming, talking about mental health stuff, talking about alcohol and drug stuff. Whatever seems to meet some of the needs of the community. And again, if you hear the show today and you enjoy the show, you can catch this show on podcast on kxoradio.com. And we'll have that up for you shortly, week or so typically. And all of our shows are available on podcast at kxoradio.com. And go through there, you can get back to basically about 6 months worth of shows right now, the last time I checked in. Lots of good stuff there. Okay, so welcome aboard. Give us a call if you want, and let's jump right in. Our guest today is Norma Avila, and she is a mental health rehabilitation technician for Imperial County Behavioral Health. Who'd have thought, you know? What is it about having Imperial County Behavioral Health guests on our radio show, huh? Welcome, how are you, Norma?
I'm doing good.
Good. And a while back, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago, something like that, 4 months ago, you came aboard and talked about the Mental Health Recovery Center, and that was a while ago. But you're here today, and you've got another program. You know, mental health is really diversified.
It sure is.
And even in the short time, how long have you been with us now?
I've been going on 11 months.
And in that time, we've just seen this blossoming of specialized programs that serve specific niches of the community. And you've got another one.
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's jump in. What's it called?
It's called the SAS program, Senior Access to Support and Service Program. What it is we work with elderly who, over the age of 60, diagnosed with a severe mental illness and are homeless or in risk of being homeless or isolated or homebound.
Is this is another one of the Mental Health Service Act programs, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is it a full service partnership?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the things I know and have been doing Mental Health Service Act shows for a while now is that Mental Health Service Act was kind of designed to meet some unmet needs amongst people with pretty serious mental health problems in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got this senior access to supportive services program, then it sounds like just by building backwards that there was or is an unmet need in the community for mental health supports for seniors.
Yes, and actually there is. I mean, there's a lot of seniors out there that need some type of assistance. They need help with homeless, they're homebound, they don't want to go out, and they do have a mental illness, and they're not getting treated for their mental illness.
Are these typically people who have had and struggled with different forms of mental health problems throughout their entire life, or do sometimes mental health problems come along specifically in your elderly years?
I believe a lot of these people, their mental illness comes along with their elderly as they're getting older and accepting their age.
We had on the Alzheimer's show last week, and now this week we're doing seniors with mental health problems. It sounds like there's some additional risk factors or some additional life circumstances that make getting older a time for paying closer attention to your health.
Yes, it is. A lot of the elderly people, they don't know what to do, or they need somebody to care for them. They can't be left alone, and it's kind of hard for them to accept being left alone or losing their independence.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Audubon English. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KSCoRadio.com.